wrapping that up. We were told that would be taking place, and then we would get things underway here tonight from the Fieldhouse. Both teams, as we said earlier, on 18-game winning streaks, and they are going to introduce the starting lineups for both teams. Let's do the same for the home team, Ben Ricola's Sebastopol Pioneers. They'll start at one guard, Ella Volkman, a 5'4 senior. The second guard is Kayla Renly, 5'5 and a senior. The wing is their best player, Naomi Ricola. She is the daughter of Coach Ben Ricola. And the forward, Sienna Kane, 5'10 and a junior. And in the middle, Addison Shosky, 5'8 and a senior. For the number one ranked Assumption Royals, they are the visiting team here tonight. They will start at point guard, Addie Vollert, 5'5 and a senior. The other guard, Sarah Shaw, she also is a senior, 5'6". The forwards, Claire Nelson, 5'7 and a senior, and Jordan J. Glinski, a 5'8 junior. And in the middle, Anna Schooley, 6', she's a senior. So some interesting facts about their best player, Naomi Ricola. She spent 4 years on the varsity. She started three of them, entering her senior year. A three-time first-team All-Packerland selection, was a WBCA Division V honorable mention All-State as a junior, scored her 1,000th career point in her junior year. She is Sevastopol's all-time leading scorer, as well as Door County's all-time leading scorer, with 1,553 points. And she helped the Pioneers to Packerland titles as a sophomore and junior. They've won the regional titles during her sophomore and this year as well. So she's quite a player from what I was able to find online. Of course, you're familiar with a very talented Assumption Royal group. Yeah, you just don't get to 26-1 by luck, right? They've just been brilliant this season. Let's see if they can't be brilliant one more time and get to the Resch next week, Friday. So the Royals in their royal blue uniforms, going from left to right as we see it from the balcony at Wapaka. And the Pioneers in the white, red stripe, and numbers. The officials from Green Bay, ball is in the air, and we are underway as the tip is controlled by Schooley. Jay Glinski on the left wing, ball above her head, and we are underway. Sarah Shaw with the ball in the right wing, goes to Schooley on top. A little man-to-man being employed, as we heard from Coach. They'll play some zone as well. Schooley goes baseline, double team down there. On top, Jay Glinski spotting up a three. Got it! That's the kind of start you want. Now let's see what they can do with the pressure and how the Pioneers are able to handle it. We're going to wait to go against Kala. She double-teamed at the left arc. They'll go right side. Renly for three. Got it. This team can shoot, and Kayla just proved it right there. 3-3. Lob goes in the corner. Jay Glinski for another three. That's wide right. Ball battled for. Vollert goes to the floor. Shosky gets the rebound. Up ahead into the hands of Ranley. She gets cut off by Schooley on the left wing. Reload the offense. Shosky on top. They'll put Sarah Shaw out there. They'll double team with Claire Nelson. Get it to the free throw line. Turning the corner. Ricola puts up the layup. No. And the rebound down to Sarah Shaw. Sarah's out on the run. She'll go on the right-hand side to Schooley. Sarah gets knocked to the floor, and they're going to call an offensive foul. Didn't really look like the center, Addison Shosky, was set, but the official who was right there thought she was. So the first on Anna, and we have our first team foul and personal foul here tonight. 3-3, buck 12 gone by thus far in the beginning of the contest. Glad that you're along. They'll double team Ricola as she gets across half court. Ball's free. It's on the floor. It's picked up by the Royals. And Addie Vollert has it. Turnover number one on Sevastopol. Right side, Anna Schooley for three. A little bit long. Was right on line. Sarah Shaw, jump ball, and the possession arrow in favor of Sevastopol. So keep it at threes. Just underway. Nice crowd again. Sevastopol, I was told, bought two buses, fan buses tonight. They got a nice crowd down below me to the right, and the Royals, of course, travel very well to the left and straight across the way. And another turnover this time by Sienna Kane. That's number two now on the Pioneers. Jake Linsky going back door to Shaw. They got it all set up. She goes across to Nelson, has it blocked by Shosky, and then she gets thrown to the floor by Addison. Oh, they call jump ball. So now it's possession arrow in favor of the Royals. So the freshman coach's daughter, Sadie Riccola, comes into the ballgame as she replaces Sienna Kane. Inbounds to Vollert. On the right wing, Jay Glinski pounds the pavement, 2, 3, 4, and then goes left side into the hands of Shaw. Vollert on the free throw line. Good tough defense by Sevastopol. Get it down low to Schooley. She's on the right baseline, give and go. Shaw off the backboard, no. But there's going to be a foul, and that's going to be against Sevastopol's Kayla Ranley. She is their second leading scorer as she averages 17 points per ball game through 22 games. Shaw's free throw, good. She'll get another one as it's a two-shot foul. Lady Sanz de Rosas comes in for Claire Nelson. Royals by a single digit. We've played 2 minutes, 17 seconds. Second free throw in the air. Sarah hits them both. 5-3 Assumption. Let's see what the pressure comes now. Give the ball to Ranley. She goes with that left-hand dribble. Almost walked. Left-hand side. Riccola off the glass. Got it. She's a pure shooter. And Naomi, the 1,000-point scorer, ties it at fives. Should be a whale of a ball game here tonight, and from the looks of the start, I think it's going to be. Sarah Shaw, give and go. Left hand, get in, no. Vollert off the glass. She gets knocked down, and she'll shoot two as well as this one goes against Shawski. Her first, team second. See what Addie can do at the free throw line, as she will shoot two. So far, the Royals with a three-bomb from Jake Linsky and two free throws from Sarah Shaw. And rattles it in. Thought it was going to be just a hair short, but it crawled over the rim and then came through the hole. 6-5 Royals. Spin, shot, splash. Royals by a bucket. 15-18 to go in half number one. Ranley to Shawski. Up ahead to Riccola. Across the timeline. Right wing, go down low, and we get a bump going to be called against Vollert on the right baseline as it was Sadie Riccola who was trying to go on the baseline. So first on Addie. So Shawski, Addie, the 5'8 senior, will inbound it from the right side of the hoop as the players and I see it. Inbounds goes way into the backcourt to Sienna Kane. She is now just staying in the backcourt. They're running just a four-person offense, which is kind of unusual. Three ball on the way. That's too long that time for Rainey. And the rebound up ahead. Schooley put up the shot. No. And the board secured by Riccola. Two Riccolas on the court. This one is Naomi with the basketball, the senior. Turns the corner, goes to the basket, puts it up and in. Naomi now with 4 points, 7-7, 14 and a half minutes. Still on the first half clock. Lady with a partial dribble penetration, then kicks it back out to Schooley. Now Vollert on the right wing, ball above her head. Shaw tried to turn the corner, but she's cut off by Kane. Right side, Vollert with the ball. She's got it above her head as well. Looking for a backdoor cut to Schooley. Gets it to her. Shawski pops out on the help. Three on the way for Jake Linsky. You know, when I get that loud, it goes down, and she's got two from downtown. It's 10-7 Royals. Lob up ahead, Riccola. Try to double-team her. She dribbles through it all the way to the free throw line. Lady sneaks in there. We're going to get a jump ball. And the possession arrow is going to be in favor of the Pioneers. 10-7. We've already got one team on the way to state. Owen Withey today over Eau Claire Emanuel Lutheran, 37-29. So one of the teams already on the way to Green Bay next week, Friday. Inbounds goes all the way to the backcourt. They just do not even put Kane in the front court. She just stands at the top of the key. I think they're so afraid of a steal and a run out for the Royals that they play four people offensively and really don't get Kane involved. Here's a backdoor cut to Ricola. She goes to the basket, puts it up off the glass, and in again. She is a handful. My goodness. You can see why all the accolades I read to you are very true. Sanz de Rosas has it on the right wing with the right-hand dribble. Goes between the left legs. Backdoor cut. Tried to get it to Shaw. Had to shoot it over the top of the head of the freshman, Sadie Ricola, but Sarah couldn't get it because she had to reach kind of over her head. And it's turnover number one on Assumption, if you don't count all the jump balls. Breaking the pressure. Get it to Naomi Ricola. Back to Shelsky. On the left side, going to the basket with the left hand. Ranley off the glass too hard. Her rebound taken down by Schooley. She'll go right side to Jaglinski, right back inside to Schooley. Anna's on the right baseline. She'll dribble it twice with the left hand. Spinning away, trying to get away from Shelsky. Can't do it. Sarah Shaw at the free throw line. Back out to Schooley. Anna now beyond the arc. Right side, Jaglinski. Tries to go with a backdoor pass to Schooley, and she got a forearm shiver from Shelsky. The official was looking down to see if she stepped out of bounds. Missed the shove, and it's going to be turnover number two on Assumption. So the inbounds goes to Ranley. Back to Shelsky. Up ahead to Ricola. Double, triple team her. Now to Shelsky. Underneath, they got the other Ricola open. Has it partially blocked, and then she shoots it over the top of the backboard. And it's going to be Assumption basketball. Claire Nelson will check back in at the 12-13 mark of half one, as she will replace Sarah Shaw. Royals 10-9. Winner of this game, we don't know what time they'll play. Either 9 or around 11 o'clock. Depends upon how they reseed things after all four teams are qualified for the tournament next week. Schooley, Anna, three ball, right side, wide left. Rebound last touched by Jaglinski as she went over the top of Sadie Ricola and knocked it out of bounds. So the inbounds by Shelsky. Pressure coming from the Royals. Shaw putting pressure in the backcourt against Ricola. And now a steal by Schooley. They got numbers. Two on one, left hand, Jaglinski got it. Nice bounce pass that time from Anna Schooley. Royals up 12-9. Almost looks like Pioneer's getting a little bit tired already. I don't know if they're going to be able to keep up this type of pace. Well, I guess we'll find out as time goes by. Left-hand dribble. Ricola, turn around, off the glass, no. Rebound is long and picked up by Ranley. She'll put it up with the left hand, no. Lady Sanz de Rosas with the rebound. Run up the far side of the court, all the way down the paint. And she walked. Yep. Turnover number three on the Royals. Sarah Shaw gets back into the ballgame. And she'll replace Anna Schooley. Chelsky to inbound underneath her own basket. Excuse me, underneath the Royals basket. Ranley with the left hand. She's a lefty. She handles the ball very well with both hands, as does Ricola. And the younger Ricola, a little runner, a teardrop. Sadie, the freshman, with the finish. 12-11, just under 11 minutes to go. Royals with that one-point lead. Sarah Shaw with her feet on the arc on the right baseline. People going down on the court. Ballard. Now Jaglinski, a teardrop of her own. Jordan now with 10 points. In the backcourt. And the ball passed, and it's tipped by the Royals out of bounds. Boy, Shosky is really trying to get some air. Comes over to the scorer's table, and she will inbound it between the scorer's table and the Royals bench. Royals to the left of me and the scorer's table. Again, we sit high atop Opaka. Great venue for a great game. Lots of folks here. Belsky picks up her dribble after one. Goes to Ricola. Down the lane, put up the tough runner, and she drew the foul. And she'll shoot two free throws. And that foul is going to be on Sarah Shaw. It'll be her first. Three on the Royals now. Naomi, who has three baskets to her name. Six of the 11 Pioneer points. 14-11 Royals. First free throw is good, as you would expect. Jake Linsky back in. Will replace Claire Nelson. Chance to cut this lead to one. If she can knock down the second free throw. On the way, and that one's good too. She shoots them at 81%. And a full timeout going to be taken. We'll take a full with them. We'll be back with more from Wapaka right after this.
Econ Electric, Inc., based in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin, dedicates itself to delivering cutting-edge and dependable residential electrical contractor services. Whether it's a new home or enhancing existing ones, their commitment spans every detail. The success lies in offering residential electrical services tailored to your lifestyle and property. Proudly serving central Wisconsin, including Stevens Point, Plover, Lakes area, and Wisconsin Rapids. Experience the comfort and security of a Generac generator and the excellent customer service of Econ Electric, Inc. now.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the upper 20s. More sunshine than clouds for tomorrow and even warmer. Highs in the upper 50s. The warmth continues into next week. Highs well into the 40s and 50s, even a few days in the 60s. It's 42 right now.
W-I-R-I.
Ten to go here on the first half clock as the Assumption Royals have themselves a one-point lead in this sectional final. The winner to the Resch next Friday morning. So it'll be Addie Vollert bringing it straight up the court in the home of the Connets. She goes to the basket. It's double-teaming. Shawski knocks her to the floor and then helps her back up. That's going to be number two on the 5'8 senior. Team foul number three. So both teams with three team fouls. And we're going to get Olivia Dusler replacing Shawski with those couple fouls. Don't want her to get her third 10 minutes into the ball game. Or excuse me, just 8 minutes into the ball game. There's a backdoor cut. Schooley with the shot off the glass. Too long, and Kane with the rebound for the Pioneers. Spinning in the backcourt away from the pressure, and then knocking it out of bounds is Ballert as Cola. Went to the right side of the court, right in front of the Royal student body. Sadie looking, goes into the backcourt to Dusler. Jaglinski on her, bounces it to Kane, leaves it to Ranley. Ranley on the run out, puts it off the glass with the left hand and in. She averages 17 a game. She now has five, and she's given the Pioneers a one-point lead. Jaglinski on the left wing. Sarah Shaw on the baseline, back around to Jaglinski, rotate the perimeter. Lede dribbles it up to the free throw line and then hands it off to Anna Schooley. Right side, Vollert. They look to double-team her. She'll stop and go to Schooley. Right baseline, Sarah Shaw stepped out of bounds. As she tried to drive the baseline, got a toe on the line. That's turnover number four. So Addie Vollert will take a seat. Claire Nelson back into the ballgame for Assumption. Dusler over to Ranley. Ranley with the left-hand dribble. Oh, walked. She just got away with one right in front of the official. And right in front of the Royals bench, and they reacted. Sadie Cola now has it taken away by Jaglinski. Royals are out on the fly. Here goes Sarah Shaw. Ranchi knocks down Kane. She gets knocked down. Ball goes out of bounds. The only whistle is saying out of bounds Royals. Lady will take a seat and be replaced by Addie. for Assumption, who trail it by one, 8:49 to go, half one. Looking. Got it inbounds just at the last second to Shaw. She had to go back for it, picked it up, turned around. Everybody dropped off of her. She's got a look from 5 feet, banks it up and misses it. Jaglinski, watch out from behind as Jordan has it stripped by Kane. And then on the floor, picked up by the Pioneers. So a turnover both ways there. And in the backcourt, Ricola goes to Ranley. And it's stolen away by Schooley. Anna, one-on-one. Put it up off the glass. No, but Kane is going to get called for the foul. And for Sienna, it'll be her first, team's fourth. Sienna doesn't really even go into the front court. She just stays back so that the Royals aren't able to get complete breakaways when they get steals. So two shots up and coming for Anna. She has not scored yet this evening. A chance to do that right here. And she does. We knotted at 15s with 8:19 to go, half one. This team can score in bunches and in a hurry. And by this team, I mean Sevastopol and Assumption. They both have that ability. Royals now back on top as Schooley hits the second free throw. 16-15. Ranley on the left side. Double team. Crosses it around. DeDusler should drag the pivot foot that time. And they caught her. Turnover number six on the Pioneers. Lady back into the ball game. And who's she going to replace here? Sarah Shaw. Royals only going six deep on Thursday, and might be the plan again here tonight, so they just try to rotate for everybody when they get a chance. They're pretty interchangeable parts for the Royals. No Emily Bone out there. That does it. Lady running the baseline. Puts up the teardrop. Doesn't get it to go. Overshoots it. And last touch, they'll say, by Voller. And Shelsky with those two fouls coming back in the ball game. Seven ticks under 8 minutes to go from Wapaka. Sectional number two. Sectional final. The winner can cut down the nets and go to Green Bay. Shelsky in the backcourt. Ranley. Still short of the timeline. Long cross-court pass to Sadie. Goes over to Kane. Right side, Shelsky. They're still near the half-court line. She turns around. She's going to throw it to Kane, but Kane's like 12 feet in the backcourt. Ranley with the left hand. Right side, baseline, teardrop runner once again. This one's a little bit long that time. Maybe a little bit of getting winded out there. Ricola. Naomi unable to connect that time. Schooley to Vollert. Outside. Claire 3, Nelson. And the Royals have their biggest lead of the ball game at 4 points. Ricola running it into the forecourt against a pressure by Addie Vollert, and then gets double teamed by Lede. Shelsky, right side, hands it off to Sadie. Ricola, that's Ranley now with the left hand dribble. Goes against Jaglinski, turns the edge, left hand. She's soft with that left hand. It's just hard to really want to guard that left hand even though you know it's coming. And she does a nice soft job with it off the glass. 19-17 Assumption, 6:23, still to go in the first half. As I say, this team can score in a hurry. They were losing to Green Bay New Lutheran 33-13 with 12 minutes to go, and they won by four. So they can score in a hurry. Jaglinski for three, wide left. Rebound to Kane. And they get it to Shelsky. And it's almost stolen away by Jaglinski. It's knocked out of bounds. Shaw back in, replacing Schooley for Assumption. One tick over, 6 minutes still to go here. 19-17 Assumption. Kane catches in the backcourt. Almost a steal by Vollert. And then trying to save it is Ricola. And it saves it right to the Royals. So Royals have the basketball with a 20 lead. Shaw in the paint. Back out to Claire Nelson. Seven turnovers now on the Pioneers. Dump it inside. Vollert has it poke checked away. Six turnovers on the Royals. And then a reach-in foul. Going to go against... Going to be against Jordan Jaglinski. It'll be her first. Maddie Vollert will take a seat, replaced by Anna Schooley. Shaw, Jaglinski, Vollert, and Schooley, all with a foul each for the Pioneers. Ranley, Kane, each with one. Shelsky with two. So, even number of fouls been called here thus far. Shelsky will take it across the timeline. She'll get double-teamed. Ahead, there goes Ranley again with that left hand. You know she's going to finish, and she does. Kayla Ranley, she has 9 points. And the ball game is tied at 19s. 5:19 to go. Half one. Royals with the basketball as they go left to right. Right towards 105.5 WIRI on your radio dial. Shaw on the left arc. Takes it on the baseline, and there's got to be a block, right? Yep. They're going to call the block, and I think it's going to go against Amy Riccola. Her first. Team's fifth. Patty Ballard back in, replaces Sarah Shaw. So the official adjusts the whistle. And we're all set to go here. Ballard looking, gets it inbounds to Schooley on the left baseline. To Lede, who's going to dribble it to the right elbow and then leave it for Jaglinski. Claire Nelson back out. Schooley three ball, just a bit wide left. Ranley with a rebound. She's going to take it herself across the 10-second line. A little arm bar with the right arm to keep Claire Nelson off of her. Get it to Riccola. She goes to the right elbow and has it poke checked away by Claire Nelson. Turnover number 8 now on the Pioneers. Schooley goes inside to Addie Vollert. There's a collision down there, and the foul is going to be whistled against Sadie Riccola, the freshman, her first, team sixth. So for the final 4 minutes, Royals going to be shooting free throws. Not this one yet, but anything from here on out. Vollert looking, gets it into Sarah Shaw off the glass and good. Very nice out-of-bounds play run by the Royals. And they lead it by two as we approach the four-minute mark of half number one. Sadie tries to throw it across court, and boy, are they going to luck out as it hit the referee, and then it was saved by Kane, but then she saved it right over to Lede, who got fouled, and Lede will shoot free throws. And that's the worst-case scenario for the Pioneers because in that exchange, the nice save was made by Shalsky, but then when she saved it off the foot of the official, she just picked up her third personal. So that was kind of very unfortunate for the Pioneers. And I think Coach wants a timeout, gives us a chance to thank all of our sponsors for allowing us to make the trip over here to Wapaka. Econ Electric Incorporated, Home Furniture, Wisconsin Rapids, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Paper City Savings, A Street Auto, and Wisconsin Rapids Area CBB. We just love the support of our local businesses. Hopefully we can bring you some more games next week from the Resch Center. And if you'd like to get on board and that happens, give a call to Pam and the folks at WIRI and WFHR, 715-424-1300 during business hours so that we can bring these games your way. 4 minutes exactly to go here in this very exciting sectional final between the Pioneers of Sevastopol up from Institute, Wisconsin. North of Sturgeon Bay, about 15, 20 minutes. Lady, with her first chance to get into the scoring column, has a 1-1. It's too hard off the bracket. And the rebound secured by Bryn Schottner. Her first action here tonight. As we stayed Royals with that 2-point lead, and now we got a 10-second violation in the backcourt. And Coach Riccola not real happy. Turnover number 9 now. Royals will inbound it between the scorer's table and the Pioneers bench. Ballert does the honors, gets it into Lede, right back to Addie. Addie on the right wing, spitting down low. Good defense Down low by Dusler. Left side, lob it to Schooley. Goes into the paint. Right side, Lady. Seven footer. It was halfway down, came out. I don't know if you could hear the crowd go, oh, but they did. And now Rickle in the back court. Taranley, wide open down court, is the younger Sade Ricola with the catch and the finish. And we're tied at 21s. Up ahead, Shaw off the glass, short, rebound battled for, and dug out of there by Schartner. They'll leave it for Ricola. Top of the wheel, ball in the hands of Schartner. She stays back on the defensive end, so again, no fast breaks can occur. Kane goes to the floor hard, and she's not getting up very quickly. She got walloped. She's still in the backcourt. Burrell's got 5-on-4 right now. Don't know if they realize it, but nice adjustment being made by the Pioneers, and they're going to have to take Kane out because she already had a brace on that right knee, and that going down hard did not help her. Trainer from OPAC over there to tend to her. So Assumption will have the basketball as they stopped going forward on that, reloaded the offense, and then when they did that, the officials said, let's stop play and make sure we get that young lady some attention. Hopefully it's nothing too serious as she's sitting down, just being talked to by the trainer, and the trainer now walks away. So hopefully it's just one of those hard bangs to the floor, and she's going to recover from it just fine. We got a dandy. 21-21, 231 is what's remaining here in this first half of play. Royals will be in the bonus. 4 team fouls on Assumption. Royals thus far, 6-for-7 from the charity stripe. You only missed that last one by Lady. So Vollert to inbound again between the scorer's bench and the Pioneers bench. It's it to Schooley, and she'll get the handoff right back from Anna. Jay Glinski. They're going to pay special attention to her. They have Randley on her. Want to make sure she doesn't jack up too many from beyond the arc. Backdoor cut to Schooley on the inside. Back outside to Sarah Shaw. A little floater off the glass. Good. Sarah Shaw now with her second basket to go along with a couple of free throws. She has 6 points. And Assumption again ahead by 2. Randley going against Lady. Right side into the hands of Dusler. The younger Ricola. And now the ball is poked and picked up by Lady. Turnover number 10 on the Pioneers. Ahead, Jay Glinski, right wing, inside to Schooley. Anna, backdoor cut. Sarah Shaw missed it. Rebound, Sarah Shaw. Jump ball going to be called. Possession arrow, Royals. Claire Nelson will check back in. See who she'll come in for. Sends de Rosas. 94 seconds to go. Half number one. 23-21 Royals. They have the lead and the ball. Schooley, 10-footer. Yes. She got the friendly bounce that time. It hit the front of the rim. Hit the backboard and crawled in the hoop. Royals by 4. Naomi, cross court, getting close to a 10-second call. Claire Nelson gets the INT as they were concerned about the 10-second violation. There's a pass up ahead, Randley with the steal, and a foul in the backcourt going to go against the Royals. It's going to go against Jordan J. Glinski. It'll be her second, team's 5th. See if they sit her down over the final 69 seconds. Got to play smart, not get your third silly foul here, Jordan. Inbounds. She's got a tough assignment as she goes against Ricola. Almost an over and back. Pressure in the backcourt. Left side, Ricola. And now it's taken away by Schooley, and then falling on top of her is Naomi Ricola. It's going to be her second. So 1-1 up and coming for Schooley with 53 seconds to go. And Assumption by 4. First free throw on the way for Anna. Rattles out. Rebound comes down to Sadie Riccola. Up ahead, Rainley. You got a breakout to Sadie again. She'll put it up with the left hand. She missed it. And in the backcourt, coming down with the rebound to Sarah Shaw. Look out from behind, Sarah. She'll go left-hand side to Vollert with 37 seconds remaining. Schooley will pop out. She tried to post up, wasn't able to do so, so then she pops out Dusler with a good defense. Now Anna, as she's dribbling to the basket, has it stolen away by Ranley, and this is going to be a layup for the left-hander. And she got it. She now has 11 points. And the Royals by two with 15 seconds to go before half. Let's see if they can't get Jay Glinski open for another three here, like they did against Pacelli. Sarah Shaw drives, left hand, layup, scoops, misses the layup at the buzzer, and we have come to the end of the first half of play, where the scoreboard reads, the Assumption Royals, 25. The Pioneers of Sevastopol, 23. I'm going to add up some numbers. I'm going to send it back to Seth so he can play a little bit of country and western music for you. We'll be back here in about, 8 minutes or so, bringing those stats to you as you're listening to FM 105.5 WIRI.
Imagine you're driving down the street and bam, you lose a tire in a pothole. Great! Come on, we're all thinking it. Suddenly you start hearing air escape. That tire is shot. Before you lose your patience, call the team at 8th Street Auto. Not only can they get that tire fixed and on the road, but they can also help you with finance options to upgrade. Trade in that low-to-the-ground car for a truck and never get stopped by a pothole again. 8th Street Auto, where every client is treated like family. To get you back on the road, you have stuff to do.
A great opportunity exists for people who enjoyed sports as participants or by watching a son, daughter, brother, or sister compete in high school sports. You can make significant income while giving back to the games that mean so much to young participants by becoming a WIAA licensed official. It gives you the opportunity to get involved, stay in shape, assist in providing the many lifelong lessons proven to be inherent in school-based sports. Signing up is easy. Simply go online at WIAAWI.org and access the Officials tab to get started today. A message from WIRI and the WIAA, keeping the education in sports.
Country Legends 24/7, 105.5 FM.
Heading down south to pines and thumbing my way into North Carolina, staring up the road and pray to God I see headlights. I made it down the coast in 17 hours, picking me a bouquet of dogwood flowers, and I'm hoping for Raleigh I can see my baby tonight. So rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, anyway. I pick a banjo now. Oh, North Country winters keep a-getting me down. Lost my money playing poker, so I had to leave town. But I ain't a-turning back to living that old life no more. So rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, any way you feel. Hey, mama, rock me. Like the wind and the rain, rock me, mama, like a southbound train. Hey,
trucker out of Philly had a nice long toke, but he's headed west from the Cumberland Gap to Johnson City, Tennessee. I gotta move on before the sun. I hear my baby calling my name, and I know that she's the only one. And if I die in Raleigh, at least I will die free.
If heaven were to hear my heart's confession, wanting you would be my greatest sin. But I'm glad that you're no longer my possession, 'cause I'm so of losing you again. Being close to you revives the sorrow that wakes me up and tells me I can't win. I love
We're back here at Wapaka as the Assumption Royals lead it at the break 25-23. Let's take a look at some of the individual and team statistics. First of all, for Sevastopol's Ben Ricola, they've been led in scoring by Kayla Rainley. Kayla Rainley with 11 points. She averages 17 on the year. Naomi Rikola with 8. She averages 17.1 points per ball game. And then sister and daughter of coach Sadie Rikola with 4 points. That's it. Just 3 players have scored for the Pioneers. And their center, Asenchowski, the 5'8 senior, with 3 fouls. 14 boards, 5 assists, 3 blocks, and 4 steals, along with 11 turnovers for the Pioneers and for the Assumption Royals. The 5 starters have all scored thus far. Jordan Jaglinski, with a couple of 3 balls, has 10 points. 6 for Sarah Shaw, 4 for Anna Schooley, 3 for Claire Nelson, and 2 for Addie Bowler. Royals 6-for-8 from the charity stripe for 75%. 7 assists, 9 rebounds, 11 steals, 1 block. They themselves have turned it over 7 times. And I think I maybe failed to mention that Sebastopol's only shot 2 free throws, those both from Naomi Rikola, and she has made them both. So one of our friends down the way here from, used to be over at Newman Catholic, came over and shared all those wonderful stats with me. Very appreciative. And so we are now 18 minutes away, unless we OOT, from one of these teams heading down to the rec center. I guess we'd say over to the rec center in Green Bay, while the other team has their 18-game winning streak snapped. It'll be Pioneer basketball as they go towards 105.5 on the radio dial here in half number 2. Good to see Sienna Kane back out there, and she immediately throws it away. Up ahead to Sarah Shaw, who gets knocked to the floor hard by the freshman Naomi, or Sadie, I should say. That'll be Sadie Rikola's. Second personal foul, Sarah Shaw, who has been to the free throw line one time. Now for her second trip there. She was 2-for-2. She missed the first. Being a two-shot foul, she'll get the backside. Let's see what Sarah can do here. She has 6 points on the ball game. And 2 hard off the bracket again. So Sarah now 2-for-4. Rickle into the front court. Swing it on the left side. Sadie with it. Long 3 for Ranley. Airballed it, and it goes out of bounds. It'll be the Royals basketball. 17:39. Just underway in half number 2. Assumption by 2 with the basketball. And man-to-man still being employed by the Pioneers. Addie Vollert goes baseline. A little cross-court pass to Jaglinski. Schooley and Shaw now with it. Sarah picks up her dribble. Over to Anna. Anna goes against Shelsky. Might as well. She's got 3. See if they can't get that 4th. Shaw pops out with the help on the right side. Schooley backing down against Shawski. Hands it off to Vollert. Addie backs it off beyond the arc. 3 ball on the way. Just a little bit left. Rebound tipped. Shaw has it in the paint. Goes around left side. Jake Linsky. And they'll pop out on her. Ranley playing really good defense on Jordan. Schooley now down the paint. Right hand layup good. I think Anna and the coaching staff said, I think we're going to go against Shawski here. And she's got those 3 fouls, so she's going to play a little bit more carefully, maybe. Yeah, at least in the early stages of half number 2. And almost a steal. Rikola does have the ball come free. Sister picks it up. Back to older sister. 3 ball high. Archer halfway down. It came out. The crowd was on its feet for the Pioneers. They had to sit back down. And here's Vollert. Spin move. Left hand has it blocked from behind. Sarah Shaw with the save on the baseline. Sarah's going to jack up a 3. Splash! Sarah Shaw, who just missed a couple of free throws, just buries one high arcer from the right baseline. And the Royals with their biggest lead of the ballgame at 7. Rikola clears out with the right arm. Goes over to Ranley. She goes down the paint. Little teardrop earner. Airballs it again. It's going to go out of bounds and be Assumption basketball. Little bit of frustration starting to set in for the Pioneers here as we have played 2:03 of half number 2. They will play man-to-man, but they'll pick it up at the arc, will the Pioneers. Shaw, Vollert, right side. Jaglinski thought about the 3, thought better of it. Backdoor cut, there's a kick, fortunately for the Royals. And it'll be their basketball to the left of the hoop as we see it. beautiful venue here in Wapaka. A beautiful new imaging board up. Not using it, just as Assumption versus Sevastopol. Here's Schooley to Shaw. Left baseline. Bollard has it knocked away and out of bounds by Kane. Good to see Sienna Kane, who went down hard early, late in that first half, back in the ball game. Never want to see anybody go out for either team. Inbounds goes to Jay Glinski. Schooley out on top. Left side, Bollard, baseline runner, blocked out of bounds again by Kane. And the Royals will have it under their hoop on the left-hand side one more time. A lot of contact, but, you know, sectionals, they don't want people to have to fall out. And so they let them play on, and we kind of like that because both teams don't go real deep. Now Voller turning the corner, gets it inside. Shaw has it blocked by Kane. Now they call a foul. That was probably the best block of the bunch. Sienna Kane with her second personal second team. It's going to Sarah Shaw back to the free throw line. Can probably hear the displeasure of the Pioneer fans. Of course, they're way on the right side of the court, and the official is 6 feet away. Shaw rattled it, got it. That one wanted to come out, but it stuck. 31-23, Royals, 15-21 to go. Sarah will get the second free throw as well. Give it a couple of bounces on the way, and this one, splash. Nothing but twine that time. Cola passes it past Ranley, taken away by Vollert. Schooley knocks down Shalsky, puts up the jumper, no. A rebound by the younger Riccola. And the Royals now back on the defensive end. Double team in the baseline. Come back out on top to Shalsky. Ranley, she's about 5 feet behind the arc, right between the circles, basically. Left hand, she's going to go to the racket. Has it pulled right away from her. Stolen out of her hands by Voller. Added to the basket. And we're going to have a foul that's going to be called, I believe, on the freshman. Nope. That's going to be on the senior, Naomi Riccola. Boy, they lose her. They are in deep trouble. That's her third. So the Royals looking. Come on, Addy. Gets it inbounds to Schooley. Anna goes against Shalsky. Turns the corner. Puts up the shot. No. Rebound on the backside. Yes! Sarah Shaw with the putback. And we've got, again, this time the shoe comes off of Kane. So they stop play so she can reload the shoe and retie it. Royals with their biggest lead of the ball game, 34-23. He is Lady Sanz de Rosas. Comes back in, replacing Claire Nelson. Be interesting to see the next couple of minutes. This team can rally. We've seen it on film. They were down 20 to Green Bay New Lutheran. Came back with 12 minutes to go and won that ball game. Got to keep Ranley from going with her left hand, which she's doing right now down the paint with the runner, and got it. She just took that pass and just went coast to coast that time. She now has 13. 34-25. Schooley being picked up by Shalsky. Trying to go baseline. Spin move. Loses it. Picks it back up. Puts it up. No, but I think Shalsky just got number four. Yep. And it's going to send Anna to the free throw line where she is 2 for 3 tonight. She'll shoot 2 here. How long will coach stay with Michalski? We'll find out. First one up and good. He will not take any more time. She's going to take a seat and be replaced by Bryn Schartner. Schartner, a 5'10 sophomore. Schooley, first was good. Second free throw on the way, that one short. Rebound, however, goes to Addie Voller. Got it. Didn't box out. Addie has her second basket, and now Lede knocks it out of bounds. Almost was able to get it off of Ranley. And Coach Nicola is talking to the official, asking him a few questions, and then says, I want a timeout. He wants a full timeout. Seth, back at our studios, engineering our broadcast. Why don't we just take a 30? We don't want to miss single moment of this exciting game for you. 30-second timeout. You're listening to FM 105.5 WIRI.
Paper City Savings' mission? To develop relationships, determine needs, and deliver solutions. And with more than 100 years' experience, why trust anyone else? Paper City Savings, supporting communities through mortgage loans and tailored financial services.
Speeding and reckless driving are leading causes of injuries and deaths on Wisconsin roads. Whether you're an athlete or a spectator, control your drive on the roads to keep all travelers safe. Don't speed, don't be reckless. Zero in Wisconsin. Together, we can save lives.
We have Seth Hamburger back at our studios, engineering our broadcast for us tonight, doing a superb job per usual. We always thank him for being available. Laura Berg did a great job on Thursday night through all of our technical difficulties, and sure blessed to have great people back at the studios so that we can bring you these ball games along with our sponsors, huh? Wow. Royals by 12. They led it by 2 at the break. Right now they have outscored the Pioneers 12-2 in half number 2. Tie up. They're going to call a foul on the reach-in on Sarah Shaw. Said he grabbed the arm, but Royals don't buy it. They thought there was a jump ball there. The official is right there again, so to trust his judgment. And that's the second foul on Sarah. Ball almost taken away by Sarah as they get it into Schottner. Now the ball's popped free. The freshman regathers. They double team her. She goes in the corner. She's in some real trouble. She throws it way out high as Schottner happens to be in the backcourt and then runs into the front court to grab it. Bump by Shaw. And we're going to get a reach-in foul. Going to go against Jay Glinski. That's going to be number 3 on Jordan, second on the team. And the coach right in the official's ear that time. Thought they should have had a foul on the bump before and then called the touch on the second one through. It's going to be tough to officiate and have a coach right in your ear calling for a foul. There's the lob to Kane. She spins on the baseline. Goes over to the younger Ricola for 2. Sadie now with 6 points. And the lead is down to 10. And we're down to 13 minutes to go. Addie Vollard between the circles. Into the hands of Sarah Shaw. Left side, Lady for 3. That's going to be wide right. Rebound tipped, run down, dug out of there by Vollard. Quadruple team, they pull it away from Addie. Turnover on the Royals, number 8. Bodies flying all over the place. Little push off with the left arm by Ricola. And now we're going to have a block or a run through. They're going to talk about it. See who they call this on. It's going to be on Vollard. She ran right through the screen set up that time. So that's number 2 on Addie. Claire Nelson in for Lady. 37-27, 12-35. Still remaining in the sectional final. Olivia Dussler, give Schartner a little breather. Going to be between those two girls to make up for Shawski, who's on the bench with 4 fouls. And the coach will have to see how long he leaves her on the bench. Double team now on Kane. Ball almost gets ripped free. Ricola will take it to the basket, put it in. When she gets to the basket, Naomi does not disappoint. She now has 10 points, and the lead dwindles to 8. Sarah Shaw, right side Anna Schooley, crosses the dribble against the freshman, put it up with the left hand, too hard, rebound up, no good, battling inside, it's going to be Assumption basketball as I think Jordan got fouled that time. It's going to go against Sadie Ricola. 5 team fouls now on the Pioneers, 3 on the Royals. Addy inbounds it to Anna. Anna turns on the inside, puts it up, hits the bottom of the rim, tries to crawl over the top, hits the backboard, but comes back out. Kane with a rebound. Ranley in the backcourt. Ahead to the younger Ricola. Now Ranley to the left elbow. Stops and gets it back into the hands of Ricola, who let a three ball fly from the corner. That's an air ball. And the rebound is tipped away and grabbed out of there by a great hustle by Addie Bowler. Jay Glinski, left corner. Shaw out on top. Schooley. She's going to drive to the basket with the right hand and finish. And a Schooley. Five in the second half. Nine in the ball game. Royals back on top by 10. The 11-20 remaining. Look out. Here's Ranley on the left side. They cut off the baseline this time. They'll go to the right elbow. Sadie over to Naomi. Back off to Ranley. 10-footer. Good. She is a pure shooter, folks. She has 15 points. Up ahead, Sarah Shaw off the glass. Too hard. And the rebound. Grabbed out there by the Pioneers. Ranley on the left side of the court. Slams on the brakes just shy of the 10-second line. Now dribbles across. They put Kane in the backcourt again. Go 4-on-5. Three ball on the way for Ricola. No. And the rebound dug out of there. Saved by Voller, but she saves it to Ranley, who put up the jumper and hit it.